Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And also with us from the world's finest true believers. I don't know why that tripped up on that one. We've got Chris.
Hey, all.
We are on the third issue of the Man of Steel miniseries, the original one from 1986. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes. And so we start out with this issue.
With Batman.
Yay.
I mean, no yellow oval on this one.
Yeah,
correct.
I actually like that look better.
Well, and that's why he went back to it eventually. Just for you, Ron. Just for you.
Oh, boy.
I feel like this is in the first 2 years of Batman being around. I know when we read the Batman Year One on here, they play at Superman being established like once or twice, if I remember correctly. So, you know, both heroes started roughly around the same time, which is kind of cool. But I wanted to make sure, like, for the show that we had Batman established and then come into Superman because
he likes Batman better.
That, but he is prominent in this issue.
I do have to say, this dude that he's getting ready to, you know, that he's beating the shit out of, that is some fucking vicious cauliflower ear that dude's got.
I mean, it happens when you're a big brute like that.
I guess.
You get hit in the side of the face a lot. I don't know. But he is trying to find the location of...
Where is she?
But he's trying to find the location of the criminal Magpie.
I know I've said this before. I hate Batman villain names.
Look, not all of them are terrible.
Name six.
That are not terrible?
Yeah.
Joker, Two-Face, Riddler,
Penguin. Wait. What's the Riddler's real name?
Okay. Joker, Two-Face, Penguin.
Wait, what's the Penguin's real name?
Cobblepot. Oswald Cobblepot.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I thought it was something to do with a penguin, a type of penguin.
Okay, so that's three. We got Bane, we got Scarecrow.
Wait. What's a Scarecrow's name?
Jonathan Crane.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't work either.
Uh-huh. And we got Poison Ivy.
What's her real name?
Pamela Isley.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Oh, my bad.
Totally different.
My bad.
Anyway. I could have gotten like real deep, but...
But they didn't go real deep into their names, so it doesn't matter. No, I just... Like, when I was playing...
Arkham Asylum.
Like, every fucking Batman villain, it's like... Oh, look, his name literally means his villain name. How was Batman a super detective? Because they fucking laid the shit out right there for him. All you had to do is get in the fucking white pages and be like, all right, look, let's see. That guy's going to be a bad guy. That guy's going to be a bad guy. Oh, I already got that one. Anyways, sorry. That has nothing to do with this. Let's go. So Batman gets trashed in his face.
Anyway, yeah. So Batman, yeah. And what's this guy's name? Bulk or whatever?
Bull.
He goes running off, and as Batman is following, Superman comes flying in, capturing his line, thinking, oh, well, this is a vigilante criminal.
Putting his fucking nose where it doesn't belong.
I'm going to go ahead and take him to the police. And Batman's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go off and... So he lets go of the line and disappears before Superman can redouble back and capture him. And then we get a confrontation where Batman says that, You know, I've got a force field around me. If you penetrate that force field, there's a bomb that will go off, killing an innocent person. And that stops Superman. I will say, so Chris and I just got done watching the Batman vs. Superman Ultimate Edition commentary with Zack Snyder. He did a live commentary on Vero.
Wait, are we talking about that really bad movie that came out a couple
years
ago?
You shut your mouth.
You watch your mouth. You watch it.
I'm watching it. It's still saying that that movie was trash.
You know what the good thing is? I could cut that part out.
That's fine. Anyway, make sure I tell everybody that the movie's trash while you're talking about it.
Anyway, seeing this confrontation compared to what we just watched in the movie, this is a little lackluster.
Oh, yeah, we don't get Do You Bleed? And yeah.
Your mom's name was Martha? No way! Oh.
Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there something? I don't know. Did you have a rebuttal for that?
It's a good movie.
That's not, no.
Look, I...
We'll talk later.
Yeah. anyway. So, Superman is kind of taken aback. Like, you would actually put somebody's life in danger for... just so you could stop me? He's like, I mean, yeah, I've got to capture this villain, and you're hindering me, so... You can either help me and we'll stop this villain together and then we'll worry about the other stuff later, or you can get out of here and I'll take care of this villain. And so he tells the backstory of like, oh yeah, she's killed this person, blah, blah, blah. I was following.
Wait, let's put the important pieces in here though. She takes things from these people and leaves something in their place.
Yes.
Because she's a magpie, yeah. Like the bird. And it's always shiny stuff.
She likes shiny.
When you get to her look, my goodness, who am I?
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's bad. I think I actually prefer the newer version of Magpie that was in the Suicide Squad comic. She didn't last, but I think I prefer that version. This one is just, it's very 80s. I will give it that.
Oh yes.
The hairstyle makes no sense, but whatever.
It's supposed to be a bird.
Well, I get that, but okay, we'll go with that. Anyway, so Bull had returned back to her and basically, was trying to apologize. And Magpie's like, yeah, screw you. And she paralyzes him, and then she shoves a stick of dynamite in his mouth and lights it. The guy in the background is like, oh, no, not happy birthday. Not happy birthday. That's a bad birthday gift.
Yeah, I just had my birthday, and yeah, I don't want that. That's not what I call a happy birthday.
No, that's a bad birthday. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if I said that. I probably didn't say it to you on Twitter. Sorry.
Oh, then you're dead to me because no. That's how I roll.
Oh. Wow. Way to go, Gennaro. Okay, so I'm looking through pictures of Magpie in more recent costumes.
Yeah.
And God damn it. There we go. Is this the costume you're talking about?
Well, no.
No.
I like that one better.
No. I think you're a little off on that.
Type in Magpie Suicide Squad. That's closer.
He stumbled onto some fan fiction and yeah, realized.
But did it turn out better? That's the question.
We're not in Chitty Chat. Stop going.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. Yeah,
that was actually cool. On the Batgirl, I believe. That's from the Batgirl comics.
Yeah, that's still kind of cool, though. And yeah. That's definitely better than this one.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the and even other heroes / villains that they've updated for today's times have got way better costumes than they did way back when. So that's just typical, what's the right word? Modernization?
Yeah, I don't know, because see, I kind of miss, like, for Spider-Man, the old Electro with the big fucking star thing on his head. That was quality.
They actually kind of brought that back.
I was talking about for like the movies and stuff. Like,
oh, okay.
How they completely, you know.
Oh, I was saying that in the comics, they brought it back because Electra became a girl and she had that costume.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a little behind on that.
No, well, no shit. I don't get free comics anymore, so I don't.
Fair point. Back to the book.
Oh, yeah. What were we reading? Okay, so he gets happy for a day.
Every week.
Sometimes every other week.
Okay, so we got Superman basically agreeing to help Batman out. And they...
I hear an explosion and a woman laughing.
Yeah, because happy birthday, it happened and blew off his head. So they go crashing into this museum. You know, Batman...
It is old, abandoned museum. Oh, not to be confused with the new museum.
She drops a gas pellet, acid pellet. Superman like sucks it all up with his super breath and takes it out to the atmosphere. And he rushes back to Batman before he can escape. But Batman isn't escaping. He's actually, you know, detectiving.
Dude, I love Batman's car in this.
Yes, his car that is going to be in the new Batman film.
So is it just like a little Buick, like sedan?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, especially with that amazing detective trunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So he does his... Well, no, hold on. He does his detective work, figures out where the fiber is that he has is from, and he hops into the car, and he tells Superman to follow him. Now, I'm thinking he had Superman hop into the car with him. So you've got two superheroes just sitting next to next to each other in the sedan, driving across the street.
Oh no, my bad. It's a coupe. It's a two-door. Sorry.
Whatever. Vehicle. The Batmobile.
Batmobile. What really threw me off though was his cape coming out the back. When I first saw that, I thought that was actually part of the car that I'd missed in the previous shot, and I was like, nope, never mind. He is just driving a regular
car.
Yep.
Chris, you want to go ahead and take it from here?
Yeah, it's one of these situations where where we find Magpie and this lovely, her own little museum of pretties, she calls it. And it's kind of a Scooby-Doo moment, but without the revelation, it's the old man from the train station or the or the amusement park.
Now, what do they reveal her name? What do they reveal her real name to be?
Margaret Pie.
And Margaret can be shortened to Maggie. And we have a Magpie. Like I said, he didn't even need the fucking fiber. He could have literally gotten in the phone book.
Look, Magpie is not one of his better villains, okay?
Obviously.
Well, yeah, he even says here, she's not a real criminal. You know,
she's just mentally unstable.
Disregard the fact that she killed at least five people in this book alone. Don't worry about that part. But she's not like
she just wants that pretty wig that Superman lifted off of her head.
She wants the pretty things.
Yep. And I like the ending where they kind of have their little Superman and Batman have a little discussion, and oh yeah, Batman drops out. Oh yeah, those bombs. Yeah, those don't exist. Sorry.
Oh no,
gotcha.
No, they did. They were just
his belt. Oh yeah,
it was on him.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah,
the life that was in danger was his own, because Batman knew that Superman could tell if he was lying, so he put his own life in danger to garner his help.
But he did say it was an innocent life, and that is kind of a lie.
Not really. I mean, it's Batman is an innocent life. He puts himself in danger, sure, and he does sometimes questionable things, but he is still technically an innocent life. Or, if you want to be technical, Bruce Wayne would have been the innocent life.
They're the same person.
Not to Superman's knowledge, not yet.
All he had to do was fucking x-ray the fucking mask.
It's actually funny you mentioned that. I think in an upcoming story arc is when we will have them revealing each other's identities to each other. And he does that. He x-rays his mask and sees it, but Batman had like found something he was able to piece together that was Superman was Clark Kent.
Bloodline. Yeah.
So
because he's not blind. Because he's a world-class detective. Because he accidentally dropped a twisty tie that was circled like this onto a picture of Clark Kent. And
I have to say, I like how it ends where it goes, a remarkable man, all things considered, who knows, in a different reality, I might have called him friend. I said, he's already written him off. What was he, an enemy? No, it didn't seem like he was an enemy. But I do like how in the animated show, World's Finest, where he does do the X-ray vision and says, Bruce Wayne, and he goes, you peaked.
Yeah, maybe that's where I'm pulling it from. I know I've seen it somewhere. I don't know.
Have you ever seen the I can't remember which cartoon it is where Lex Luthor takes over the Flash?
That was just
and he like there you go. And he gets into the bathroom. He's like, I don't know who the hell this is. And then just you know. Anyways,
yeah, that was the Justice League. I think the first series might have been unlimited. I think it was first series though.
Sounds about right. It would have been a bit ago.
Like, yeah, it was early. But yeah, that's how we end this this issue. To your point, Chris, you know, Batman saying that we might have been called friends. You're right. He's writing him off like I'm never going to see him again. I don't have to worry about him. But then they basically become best friends. So
did we just become best friends?
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, please check out the World's Finest True Believers podcast on all major podcasting apps. You can also find him on Twitter at Finest Believers. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Man of Steel story.